Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10, and it is Friday, the first one this month of March. Make like a crow and get a twig in your mouth because it's nest building time or something. It's damp, misty and murky in Dublin. I hope it's dry where you are because it appears to be dry elsewhere, looking at the rainfall radars and all that sort of stuff. I have lots of things to invite you to get in touch about, so welcome in and I'll tell you everything. But for longer dispatches, always, Oliver at RTE.ie. Yeah, yeah. It's a mild weekend ahead now, mind you. Saturday will be wet, but we won't mind that. We'll be inside watching the rugby. But Sunday's going to be lovely and up to 16 degrees in places, those places being away from the East Coast. So good news for the Midlands and over in the West. And actually looking ahead, as it was this morning on Met.ie. Next week, beyond Tuesday, it'll be a return to frost and icy conditions at night time and in the mornings, so like an old-fashioned March. But that'll be nice and cool and dry and bright in the mornings, or in the daytime, I should say. So that's something to look forward to. We have a busy, busy show for you today. Of course, we're looking ahead to the rugby clash of the century. We'll be chatting to Fiona O'Brien, former Irish international who knows things, and also a devout Frenchman who's living in Kerry. Yes, straight out of a novel. He found love in Ireland and he now makes chocolate here. So Lorsch chocolates, you'd be familiar with. That's what they're doing. They're trying to slow us down by making beautiful things to congeal and make us distracted. It is a bleu conspiracy. That's what's happening. And also this morning, you'd be delighted to hear, we have €100 worth of Just to Eat vouchers to give away and concert tickets as well. But you can feed your family for a treat tonight, tomorrow, whenever. We'll get them as well by the end of the show. So, yeah, you can have a night in or a night out, basically. Isn't that it? Yes, that's where we're going. We're looking for party piece people. What can you do to entertain us of a Friday? Have you one of those funny stories that you'd always be loving to tell Graham Norton's Red Chair, for example? Or maybe you've some kind of super talent of a mad sound you can make and sing along to. Perhaps you can do accents, indeed. A spoken word performance, why not? Or limericks or rhymes that you've made up, written yourself. This is your moment, because if you've got a freak ability to list things at frightening speed and fun, like Daniel Radcliffe and his periodic table, we want to hear from you.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and uranium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, rutetium, vanadium, and anthium, and osmium, and acetine, and radium, and golden, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, strontium, silicon, silver, barium, bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium, and helium.
That's a shortened version, because that is kind of, that's extraordinary. We don't expect you to be of that standard within an hour, so get any in touch anyway to win up to €100 worth of Just Eat vouchers today and also tickets to Robbie Williams in Croke Park this August. Tell us who you are and what you can do on the text. It's 51551 on the WhatsApp 087 032 32 32 to get in touch with our Party Piece People competition this morning. By the way, impressions are also welcome. You know, I'll do my own little party piece here. Keir Starmer, he is the hardest impression, I think, to do at the moment. First of all, it's a hard impression to do, certainly, but constructive efforts can lead to a possible version of the Prime Minister of Britain. And my favourite song is 360 by Charlie XCX. And I quote, "When you're in the party, ba 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 bumping that beat, 666 with a princess streak. I'm everywhere. I'm so Julia. Bubba that, and so on." So, yeah, we won't, we'll have some time restrictions. Yeah, we want 30 seconds, minute maximum, and we'll do it all before the end of today's show. 51551 on the text and the WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Tickets to Robbie Williams, £100 Just Eat voucher. So, where could you go wrong? Now, what's happening in the world, folks? Well, it's all rugby, rugby, rugby this weekend. Now, there are athletics happening in Holland and the Netherlands. So a big shout out to the big names that were made at the Olympics in Irish Ganzes. And they're taking part in the European Indoor Championships. We'll be expecting medals. And hopefully after the weekend, we'll be talking in a very upbeat fashion. But since it is, by the way, Seachtain na Gaeilge weather, your must-use phrase for the Gerard Seachtain at the weekend is an Cathrim Vór, which is the Grand Slam. Asquelga on Cathrim Vór. Vuig shead on Cathrim Vór sa rugby. They won the Grand Slam. So that's your phrase now for the week ahead. And by the way, can I mention other things happening the weekend? The Ennis Book Club Festival is happening this weekend in Clare. It's a whole weekend of author chats and walking tours and theatre and so on. I'm going to be chatting, Tara Flynn is going to be the compere, and Mark O'Halloran, a very good company in the Glore Theatre. That's tomorrow morning, and it's an all-day thing, all weekend in the West. Joe Canning is in conversation today, I see, talking about his hurling memoirs. And there's a children's workshop with Shane Hegarty, the brilliant Irish children's author. We're always shouting about Irish children's books. Shane Hegarty is going to do that workshop, children's workshop, tomorrow morning. Everything you need to know is on EnnisBookClubFestival.com. It's a good, good cultural thing that's happening in the West of Ireland and in the lovely theatre and around the town as well. Now, oh yes, the Canadians. Yesterday I mentioned the Canadians. They are have been removing Jack Daniels and American spirits off the shelves in fury at what are momentary tariffs. Some of the tariffs have been lifted. It's very confusing what's going on. But mostly fury at the collapse of relations between the US and its northern frenemy, I suppose you can call them now. I was reading even a phone call between Donald Trump and Justin Trudeau on Wednesday descended into profanities, according to the Wall Street Journal. So the Canadians are mad as hell. They're not going to take it anymore. And I'm talking about the plan to annex the North American independent state and also proud member of the British Commonwealth as well, with French-speaking natives and, of course, natives. So back in the year 2000, to set the context for what's happening over there now, Molson Beer, Canadian lager brand, made a famous advert. It featured a man called Canadian Joe, and he's walking onto a stage to declare his heritage against stereotypes, and it ramped up like this.
Hey, I'm not a lumberjack or a fur trader, and I don't live in an igloo or eat blubber or own a dog sled, and I don't know Jimmy, Sally, or Susie from Canada, although I'm certain they're really, really nice. I have a prime minister, not a president. I speak English and French, not American, and I pronounce it about, not a boot. I can proudly sew my country's flag on my backpack. I believe in peacekeeping, not policing, diversity, not assimilation, and that the beaver is a truly proud and noble animal.
You go, Canadians. So that was the year 2000, 25 years ago. And so now they've come in the new world order they live in. They've redone it and it's gone very big. It's the same guy, 25 years on. Actor Jeff Douglas is his name. And it's a repudiation of the American direction and its plans for what the Americans are calling the 51st state. Give it to them, Canadians.
They mistake our modesty for meekness, our kindness for consent, our nation for another star on their flag, and our love of a hot, cheesy poutine with their love of a hot, cheesy Putin. They think they can bully us, threaten us, and push us around, but they do not know us. Are we perfect?
Stirring stuff. That's what the sort of level we want at the rugby tomorrow. And comedy can make a very good point, can't it? Yes, and the relations continue to have a certain frisson in the air and so on. By the way, looking at the UK and Irish summit in Liverpool yesterday, and did you notice the class photograph that they published around the beautiful polished table with all the top people from both countries, two leaders, Taoiseach, two deputy prime ministers, both of the energy ministers, they're there because of the wind announcements, two justice ministers, two ambassadors to each state. And then I noticed Education Minister Helen McEntee, who we've seen, she's Minister of Europe in the past and she was Justice before, but there was no opposite number. There was no UK Education Secretary, and I thought, that's a bit odd. And then it kind of dawned on me, a theory, that because the Irish delegation of Taoiseach, an Taoiseach, Minister of Justice, the Energy Minister, Ambassador to London, the Secretary General of the Department of Taoiseach, are all men, all of the men. So it appeared, maybe, just for the cameras, that they flew in Helen McEntee and they put her right next to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, is because we're so lacking in gender balance at the top. So the Canadians wouldn't allow it, for sure. And it was International Women's Day. I just thought it was it stood out because on the British side, no such issue there. Their Deputy Prime Minister and Home Secretary are women, Angela Rayner, and Yvette Cooper. And on the news last night, I thought it would start because you could see the EU summit of leaders and the obviously European Commission president is a woman, Ursula von der Leyen, and a clip from the Danish leader who's a woman. And I just thought we look a bit backward when you see Ireland under the bright lights of the world stage. I know there are three women in cabinet and in prominent roles too, but none of them in roles that kind of end up on the world stage. So maybe somebody in government buildings realised this would look bad and they flew over the education minister, to kind of fill that space, I suppose. Welcome to the 70s. We're a bit scarlet looking at it. Speaking of Denmark, by the way, an amazing story. The Danish Postal Service have said they're going to deliver their last letter at the end of this year, focusing only on packages. No more letters, which means no more letter boxes. PostNord have said they're going to cut 1,500 jobs in the country and remove 1,500 symbolic red, they're symbolic but also practical, the red post boxes, saying there's increasing digitalisation of society and this thing is over. The Danish Postal Service has been responsible for delivering letters in the country since 1624. That is 400 years. But since the year 2000, the number of letters has fallen by 90%. And they said this is not sustainable anymore. There's been market liberalisation in Denmark. So we've lost financial support. And just to cut costs, we have to. That's it. 30th of December. It's the last letter ever being delivered there. Now, postal services are struggling around Europe. By the way, the government of Denmark said, oh, it'll still be possible to post letters in some places, but it's just going to be fewer and fewer spots. But they're removing a hell of a lot of post boxes. And it's a kind of extraordinary moment in their history. Postal services are struggling across Europe due to the same thing, digitalisation, because of the emails have obviously removed the letters. And the German postal service, Deutsche Post, announced also yesterday that it's going to cut 8,000 jobs in Germany. The core letters business in the British Royal Mail has been ravaged as well. They're proposing that Royal Mail deliver letters on alternate weekdays instead of every day to save them millions of pounds. Mind you, I thought On Post in Ireland had turned a corner because they had Amazon, they've been delivering packages basically for online and so on, basically. That's the story of the postal letters. A sad story, I would say. A sad one. Now, Lady Gaga has a brand new album out this morning, nearly 20 years after she reconfigured the modern understanding of pop stardom, according to Billboard magazine, that's in America. She's nothing left to prove, and she's kind of returned back to her past with this album, Mayhem. There's the London Times giving it a big review. Dance floor bangers show the diva at her best. Well, why don't we start with a bit of Lady Gaga this morning. This is, try not to think of Abracababra the whole way through this, but I think you'll enjoy this. 51551, by the way, on the text. Happy Friday, everyone. Drop it now.